Family traditions are abundant during the holiday season. From classic films to the main course during dinner, many families celebrate each winter by enjoying customs that pass down through the generations. For the Wallner family in Cook County, their holiday tradition isn't always focused on turkey, mashed potatoes, or watching National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. For Jim Wallner, late December traditions include setting trap lines in the Great North Woods.
I mean, I paid my way through college, actually trapping beaver, muskrat, mink, and raccoon in southern Minnesota. And when you could get a limit of five, you know, I would get five and my wife would go. My dad used to trap, and when they were higher price, when you could get 15 and, you know, they're up over $100, yeah, you could make some money then. But now it's basically just for fun. I take my daughter with and my son and my wife.
On Christmas Eve Day 2019, Wallner and his family set out to check trap lines near their property. The day prior, Wallner and his young daughter, Corey, successfully trapped a fisher in their set lines at a remote location in Cook County. Trapping is something that Wallner's been doing for many years and a practice he still finds rewarding. He also views the practice as something that's passed down from generation to generation.
I came from a trapping family, so I had cousins and uncles that trapped, and my dad wasn't a trapper, but I just naturally gravitated towards it. It's kind of a hard thing to get into. You either have to know somebody or somebody in your family, kind of, because you just can't say one day, well, I want to trap. You have to be taught how to use the traps, what traps, where the animals are, you know, what kind of bait, what kind of lure. There's all this stuff that goes into it that you can learn it on the fly, but it's going to take you a long time. There's like a huge learning curve to it.
The legacy of hunting and trapping in Cook County and throughout the North Shore region stretches back for as long as humans have lived in the area. Dating back for generations and many hundreds of years, the native communities have hunted these lands. Furs and various species were essential for survival in the far north. After their arrival, voyagers from the interior of Canada would carry their furs through the Boundary Waters area and down toward Lake Superior. In 2020, the necessity for trapping and the popularity of the fur trade is far different from what it was even just several generations ago. That being the case, Minnesota Department of Natural Resources fur bearer research specialist John Erb says some, including Wallner, still look forward to the trapping season each winter.
Long term, of course, I think there's a lot fewer trappers than there were, you know, back in the 1920s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, back then, lots and lots of people grew up having some trapping background experience, and some of that probably culminated in the 1970s through the mid to late 80s, when there was a fairly big increase in fur values, and that generated a lot of interest.
Erb notes that prices for fur pelts can vary from year to year, though typically they're studied or observed in decade blocks. When fur prices are up, there are typically more trappers in the woods in northern Minnesota, including Cook County and the North Shore area. When they go down, there seems to be fewer trappers.
Through the 90s and 2000s, there's definitely been a notable drop in the number of trappers nationwide and in Minnesota. But over the last 20 years or so, there have been kind of ups and downs. It still goes in some cycles. There was a bit of an uptick around the period 2005 to 2012. Then things started to go back down a little bit. In general, it's kind of been stable between 5 to 10 or 11,000 trappers in the state of Minnesota. But over the last 10, 15 years, there's been these minor ups and downs that are often driven by fluctuations in fur market and just the general trends that we're seeing with fewer people being involved in the outdoors in general. So that's always a concern for these activities. Trappers and trapping remain a important tool or management tool for us for some species, so we derive a lot of value from having a base of trappers out there for a variety of reasons. So overall lower numbers now, but still a solid base of dedicated folks, and hopefully that continues.
As he sorts through a box of traps at his house, Wallner says trapping, including the traps themselves, have changed during the course of his lifetime.
Which, you know, don't cut circulation off to the foot, makes it more comfortable. You know, shock springs, long chains, jaw lamination so you don't get any cuts on the feet, all stuff to protect the animal and hold the foot in one.
Despite his enthusiasm and support of trapping in Cook County in the North Shore region, Wallner recognizes that the activity is not for everyone and that it doesn't come without its skeptics.
The same people who don't like trapping generally don't like hunting. Man has manipulated the surroundings. The animals need control. You can only, you know, you have carrying capacity. The landscape can only hold so many beavers. That's why you start to see them damming up culverts on roads, because they get kicked out of their homes. They go to the first place they can go because that certain part of the river flowage is full of beaver already. You know, wolves, you know, right now there's an overabundance of wolves in Cook County. Like right now I have three wolves that are living right around here up on the power line between 7 and 61. They're coming right into my yard. That's not normal. Their carrying capacity is at its limit. You know, raccoons, I mean, there's a correlation between when the fur prices are high and people are out trapping raccoons, they don't see the tularemia and the distemper. You want to talk about a horrible way to die. I mean, I would much rather die fast, either by, you know, as gruesome as it sounds, shot or drowned, than to suffer for an entire summer or fall with some sort of disease that's eventually going to kill you. And then it spreads to dogs, people, and other animals. So they found that when prices are up on some animals, they see less of these diseases because you're weeding out the excess animals and there's not a surplus.
In Cook County and throughout the North Shore, fishers and martens are the most popular animals that are targeted when it comes to trapping. A marten or a fisher set is made by mounting a body-gripping trap inside a box structure with some sort of bait. In Wallner's case, that's typically bear meat from the previous fall's hunting season. That meat is set in the back of the box. The marten or fisher then springs the trap by tripping a trigger on its way to the bait. As one might expect, a trapper needs to be extremely careful as they're setting the trap. Wallner has found out firsthand why that's a necessity.
It just startles you more than anything. But when you start to get up into the bigger ones, yeah, you could get some broken bones. I had a beaver trap on my arm one time under the ice. Luckily, I had somebody there to help me get out of it. But it'll sting for a while, but nothing too serious.
When it comes to what animals are targeted by trappers on the North Shore and throughout Cook County, Herb says that depends based on demand and supply.
What species trappers target fluctuates based on, you know, the values of each species through time. But other ones in the Northeast where there's generally an abundance and always an interest would be beavers, mink, otters, muskrats. Pretty much every species we have in Minnesota occurs in Cook County in that part of the state. I would say beavers, mink, otter, fisher marten, some of those are probably the highest priority targets by trappers in that part of the state.
Casual skeptics aside, there are others who are gravely concerned in the state of Minnesota about what species of animals can end up in a trap. An environmental group in December 2019 put the DNR on notice that it planned to sue the agency for failing to protect Canada lynx from trappers. The Center for Biological Diversity says that it's ready to sue, saying that the state failed to comply with a 2008 court order meant to protect lynx from being caught by trappers seeking other species. Wallner says that his traps are specifically designed so that lynx don't end up accidentally in his traps.
And almost all of my traps have some sort of like pan on them. So when a marten or fisher comes up, instead of triggering it with their head, they put their feet on there. Where a lynx, it would be almost impossible. Even if they got their foot on there and sprung that, the trap is made to grip on the body and not the foot. They would be able to pull out. Like I caught my thumb the other day and was able to pull right out of it. Basically, you want to
Back at his home in Cook County, Wallner says trapping is something that he's proud his family is associated with and something that he hopes carries on for generations to come.
Kids should be exposed to this, you know, and some of the best woodsmen, guides, hunters, whatever that I've known, and I've been all over this country hunting, fishing, whatever, some of the best guys, woodsmen that I knew were trappers. And you really got to know how to read sign, read location, and know the animals' travel habits and where they live.
Support for this project comes from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. For WTIP, this is Joe Fredericks.